Hi, I'm Jackie.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And this is
Two pints of brew and a chocolate crispy.
The anniversary episode.
Yeah.
You just look at it like, shit, what are we doing?
What are we doing again? Yeah, it's the anniversary episode because we've been kicking about for a year.
I know. Who knew?
I know.
Who knew we would make it this far?
I know. Just
not
like
us.
Not us, to be honest with you. No, not at all. I didn't expect it to take off, because sometimes you spend your whole life speaking about, will we do something?
And then
we never, it's just always an idea.
Yeah.
And then you don't get around to doing it.
No.
So the fact that we just stuck
with it as well. You start something and it fizzles away.
Yeah.
Like every fitness regime I've ever started. Done.
I know.
Every diet.
Yeah.
If it makes it to Friday, we've done really well.
I know. And we've done a year.
We did a year. As a matter of fact, we haven't even really missed that many. We, like, obviously, like, in, what, March we did. But, like, yeah, we haven't really missed that many either.
No, we haven't. And we've kind of stuck with it the fortnightly.
Inconsistent.
And it wasn't planned. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
And they always seem very planned out, and they've got, like, a vision almost for, like, months in advance. Oh, that's how I feel that
they are. Like, if they've got, like, a board and shit, like, an inspiration board and a plan board. Do they've got boards?
We have notebooks.
We have, like, notebooks and a will to spec shit. Like, that is it.
I have a Tinkerbell notebook.
I literally have a cat notebook, and I didn't even bring it with me today. I brought Iron Brew up zip. Like, I was like, I'm here. Hi. What are we talking about?
I know. Let's, like, kick off from the beginning, though. Like, how did we get the name? Like, I'm just trying to remember, like, how did it happen? Silence.
I don't remember. No, was it not because...
Well, we've always
I made chocolate crispies.
Yeah.
And they were, like, a huge hit. But it got to the point that I took them every time I came around, and then you were like, you have to stop.
I know, I'm getting fat.
You have to... I haven't made them in a while.
I know, thank God. The tire's getting flat, man.
I know, the tire's not. Oh, my God.
But I think that's kind of like, we've always drunk Iron Brew.
I think it was because there was the whole thing to do with Iron Brew had not long taken out their limited edition.
Yeah,
1901 brew.
Yeah, because I've got a whole thing about they've changed it. What do you call it? It's not Spartan-y, is it? What is it? They've taken out the sugar and replaced it with non-sugars.
Yeah, because there's a sugar tax. But do you know what, right? Somebody kindly gifted. There was like a hamper thing that I got. A couple of friends came over, and there was, like, most stuff was for everybody. There was, like, dinosaur pasta, so Lul enjoyed that. There was, like, tea, Chris drank the tea, and there was even dog biscuits, because I knew where we were dogs sitting at the time and all this stuff. And there was a bottle of Iron Brew, but it was full fat. But I was like, okay, but clearly that was for me, because of the podcast, because they, like, I think they both listen, but I don't know how regular they are, but it doesn't matter. And I went to open it, and I was like, what the... It's disgusting. It was rank. And I was like...
She's totally appreciative of it, though, but it was still rank.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I mean, they didn't make it. They made other things. Like, they baked and they gave us cakes and stuff, and I was so happy. But the Iron Brew was rank. It's still sitting in the fridge. I don't know what to do with it.
I can't drink it.
It's rank.
I have to have
what
the
did they
original.
Do? Yeah,
they
so
took
when
the sugar
you,
out.
When you went, here's the OG.
The OG.
The OG brew, which is what we drink. I was like, oh my God. But then you were, like, addicted to it at the time when we started this.
Yeah.
Remember?
Absolutely addicted. Because I hadn't had it for ages.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh.
Because remember when Costco took it in a crate and I was like, they do cases. And you're like, how much are the cases?
I know. And you, like, rocked up with a case of 12 glass bottles of original Iron Brew.
I was like,
I could have just kissed you. I was just like, oh my God, this is like God's nectar.
So I think that was what it ended up being. I think we were floating about with things and it just... But we didn't take long to make the name.
No.
Like, it was like a couple, half an hour.
Yeah.
And you were like, what about this?
Chocolate crispy. I was like, yeah, why not? Let's go with that.
So that's how we came up with the name.
Yeah.
Because you were the brew to my crispies.
Yeah.
That was what you came up with. Was that me that said that? Yeah, you told it to somebody. And I was like, she is the crispy to my brew. And I was like, oh,
yeah. I am. So that's but it's a good name, I think.
It is, because it's kind of like, it's Scottish in the fact that it represents like where we are, but not necessarily who we are, because it's I'm a little bit fizzy. Yeah, and it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek thing towards 2 pints a lager and a packet of crisps, which is obviously a very British sitcom thing. So it's kind of like...
That's quite good in its day, actually.
I've never ever watched it.
You're kidding me right now.
No.
Oh, this is like the whole Shameless thing all over again, isn't it? Shut the front door. Where I'm like, you haven't watched Shameless? You need to watch it.
I never finished Shameless. I might start watching that again.
Did I not give you the box set?
Listen, I did, but I did watch to the end of the box set.
Oh, okay.
But I think Channel 4 still have them. And I think Netflix has it as well.
I don't know. They've got the American version, but I can't get into the American version.
Isn't it like for like?
It's word for word.
Can't have it.
No, I can't cope with it.
Because it's such a British thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's such, like, you can take the Gallaghers and give them a different name and give them a different, like, nationality, but still British, and put them on, like, a council estate in any city and guarantee you've woke up like, I totally care for
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Like everybody kids.
Yeah,
so
it just is very British.
How about American? I don't know enough about it. America.
So. Yeah, so we went into this, didn't we? And completely blind.
We went into it really. With not the plan that we had in mind, because you apparently said that it was my idea to have podcasts, but I remember you saying podcast, but you thought we were going to be reading out the book that we are now currently writing.
So. I have text messages because I was like, dude, I know I didn't want to do this.
Well, but if I didn't want to do it and you didn't want to do it, why did we end up doing it?
I have no idea about how much fun if we had.
Oh, brilliant. Well, loads of fun sitting here going, how many listens? We've got 7! How many?
I know.
In the beginning.
It's like when you're near wet ourselves. We've got 7 listens. Oh my God.
And you don't know. Or what was it? Once we got to 15, we're like, I don't know. Do you know 15 people? Between us, we probably did. But
yeah.
Once it's gotten to 200 and odd listens per episode, I'm like...
My mind was blown.
Yeah.
My mind was blown.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking hell, 200 people have listened to us, man. I was like, wow, in one episode.
Yeah, specifically the prison episode has been the most successful.
Yeah.
Which is funny because... Either that or people just want to know how their prison system works over here. Because you hear so much from the media about how, like, well, obviously they're doing it to sell papers. And we've spoken about this before when we did Crime and Punishment. But, like, they're, glamorising the prison system. Whereas we went, well, we've actually asked.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether that...
Because
folk were like, well, what? Is it true? Is it not true? What's the tea?
Yeah. So that... was surprisingly our most listened to episode.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So far.
The second one is actually season 3, This Life. And that was funny because we went into doing this and I didn't know whether it was going to do well.
I was nervous. I was nervous as well. Because, like, obviously, we did this just coming out of lockdown, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that's where we started. We didn't... So, going back, we're, like, totally getting off track here. So, going back, we have started to write a book. But it was an idea. And then I had been listening to podcasts. I had said we could podcast the book.
The book. I thought you just said we could podcast. And I was like, if you want. I'm not doing anything else.
Might as well.
That's literally how my attitude is with things.
Let's just get a go. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And it has worked. So then we go like, okay, we're going to sit here. We downloaded Anchor on the mobile phone.
Yeah.
And we were like, we have no idea if it would be in. And we're just going to hit record. But what we're going to speak about? And then we're like, well, literally, we'd just come out the second lockdown.
Yes, because we were allowed to meet. Were we in between? Were we not in between?
I think we were in between the first and the second.
Yeah, because on the first lockdown, the first lockdown was like, what, 6 months? Four months? And then, I can't remember. Anyway, I think it was something like that because we were phoning every Wednesday, which is funny because we didn't keep Wednesday because Monday's the night now.
Yeah, I know. How weird is that? We went from Wednesdays to Mondays.
Yeah, and we always had a conversation from like 7 till 9:30 when we needed to go for a pee.
Yep, that's it. That's as long as the bladder lasts.
That's as long as it lasted. Oh, and it was like, what's new? Sweet, sweet, nothing.
It was like, nothing's new. It's the same things. We played with Play-Doh.
The kids have not killed each other yet. We're good, we're good, we're good. Chris is losing his fucking shit. How are you? Matty Paget Offshore, awesome. This is fabulous.
Painted the hall. Excellent.
Not with my blood.
Though it is quite the colour of blood, to be fair. But yeah, so we just went with it, didn't we? We just went with lockdown.
Yeah, we went with lockdown.
Because that's what we knew at the time. That's what was happening.
That's what we were prepped for. Lockdown.
Lockdown. But like, to us, obviously, like, even now, it doesn't have that many listens.
Yeah, no, it'd be fair, it like, doesn't. I think that a lot of folk probably went, we fucking like, had enough of lockdown.
Yeah, in hindsight, it's like, people really don't want to gain about lockdown because, like, everyone has just had their fill of it. And then both of us are quite passionate about crime.
Oh, well, we're not passionate about passion.
Hell, no, I know. Even that was a popular episode. I was like, what's wrong with you? We hated it.
We hated it. Even when recording it, we're like, oh.
I know. It's just, it was just such an awful episode. Absolutely hated it. And yet it really kind of took off. And I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't believe it.
But I think, like you're saying, we knew that crime... We probably went into it knowing that we'd probably pick up more listens. I thought it probably would, because a lot of people were getting into crime. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at, like, again, I would say Netflix. They should sponsor me.
I was the way to say it. They need to start paying us some spondoodles.
I know. But there was, like, the Night Stalker thing had gone out about Richard Ramirez in America. There was... The Ripper about the Yorkshire Ripper. We were having stuff on about Des Nielsen. So crime was like at its peak when we probably, like, on the TV when we started podcasting it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really good because we kept it quite, like local to us.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really good.
Oh, we kept everything pretty either local or Scottish.
Yeah.
In fact, no, it was all local. The stories, the individual stories that we did were all local, actually.
Yeah. It just so happened that they were, I didn't think the hanging one was going to be. The both, like, last person to be put to death by hanging being in Scotland, in Aberdeen. I didn't expect it, but,
And then again, like, the one with the most listens is Prison Definitely Isn't For Us, which it just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Because I thought that was the one that would do least. Well, but as you said, it's like people understanding, like, what is it really like? You're interviewing these.
But the Noel Gallagher one didn't do as well. And that was when we went round the prison.
Yeah.
Because that was the one before when we went round the prison, then we did the prison guard one. And it was a two-parter. So really, the people that listened to the questionnaires, they cheated.
Yeah.
They should have gone back to listen to episode one.
You definitely need to listen to Does That Look Like Noel Gallagher?
Because it's a mannequin and it did look like Noel Gallagher. And we went again during a ghosties thing.
Oh, yeah, we did the ghost hunt, didn't we? We didn't do anything on that, did we?
We'll have to do one thingy follow-up for that. Anyway, but he was there, and he still looked like Noel Gallagher when he was in the dark. So then
I know, absolutely. But that was a really interesting one, I thought. That was different, because we weren't sat in the living room.
No, we were sat
with a mobile phone between us.
We were freaking out.
Freaking out, wandering about the prison at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
And then we're going to season three. And season
it's done
three,
really well.
Because we hummed and hate. Because really, what we do is we sit and we've hit a list, kind of like, of ideas of different topics. Things that would interest us.
A lot of people, when we said, right, we're coming back for season three, but this is what we're doing, a few people who were, like, steady listeners were like, oh, you're not doing crime anymore. And we were like, well, we never set out to just do one topic in the beginning because we didn't know what we wanted to settle on.
Yeah.
So we're not saying that we won't not come back to do crime. We might do crime again. We might like dip in and out of doing it. We don't know, but it wasn't going to be necessarily the forefront.
Yeah.
Whether that changes or no, we haven't decided, but
again, yeah. This is like a whole learning curve to us.
Yeah.
You know, this everything's new, and neither of us are good at sticking on topic. If you're a listener, you will know that.
Oh, fuck.
We are horrendous. Oh, I know. Absolutely horrendous.
I know.
But, you know, there's lots of things and topics to discuss. Some of them controversial, some of them not too controversial.
I think we don't shy away from things. Like, we will speak about...
Don't go there. You shy away when I mention Harkol, by the way.
Because I don't want to talk about them, though. I'm over the Harkol shit. I don't give a flying fuck. Like, I don't understand why you're not getting this yet. Like, how many episodes do you mention it?
You give me that look when I mention the word Harkol. Look, I can see your eye twitching now, even when I say it. She's like, oh no, don't mention them.
Because it...
Cancel culture.
She doesn't want to just mention them.
She'll probably sue us anyway.
Well, she's going to wait to have a podcast soon.
Oh, it will be bollocks. If it's anything like our bloody book.
Has she got a book?
Oh, come on.
I don't know if she has a book.
Oh, shut the front door. It's called Something to Do With a Boy in a Bench. No.
A Boy in a Bench?
Hang on.
Oh, no.
No, hold on, I need to think. 2 seconds. The Bench?
No, that was what my book was going to be called.
Shut up.
Yes.
Harkle nicked that off you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So, really?
Yeah. The Bench or something. It's something to do with...
Aww.
What's his name? Harry. And the boy, Archibald, or whatever his name is.
Okay.
What's a Baron's name?
Archie, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go. So it's something to do with her sitting on the bench and she's watching them being creepy and, you know, it's a beautiful moment. The end. So
she wrote a book about that.
But she bought thousands and thousands of them and then, like, sent them to libraries.
Right.
But I don't think it did particularly well.
Okay.
But
that's so annoying.
I'm not listening to our podcast. I'm going to listen to our drivel.
I don't know how... relatable it would be for me.
Oh, I've seen that. I like that. Look, you're trying to upset a bitch.
She's not gonna listen to our thing anyway.
How'd you gain?
Like,
she's probably got us devices that scar everything.
I was such and a grandma thing to do.
A grandma thing to do. I did that with my fingers.
She put her hand out and rumbled her fingers in it to pretend like a device. But it was like a such a like grandma thing, idiot.
Sorry, to apologise. So yes, they've probably got a device that scans out for their name. See, this is why we've not been sued yet, because I've said Harkol and nobody's painted that yet.
Some people have clicked on it in the comments have spoken about Harkol. Every time I see my comment about Harkol, I'm like, oh,
I seen it in Daily Mail comments one day and I said, I bet you they've listened to our podcast.
Actually, I never heard anybody call them Harkol until you.
Exactly. So someone's listening and then commenting in the Daily Mail. They were not happy, by the way.
But how... Oh, fair enough. Well, there must definitely be a listener of yours then. So how did we get onto the topic that we're now onto then? Can you mind?
No, actually.
That's life. That's what the people say.
Yeah, did I know why I started singing?
Yeah, like every time we spoke about life.
That's life. Anyway, so yeah, because like we had so many different ideas because we was like, you know, there's myths and legends, yeah. Paranormal stuff. We're kind of interested in that.
So yeah, because but we're like, that's kind of like, there's a season for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like October. We could do like a whole load. Like if you wanted to go like into the myths and legends, like you get that. But like we were saying, more paranormal stuff always fits around about October.
Halloween kind of times, isn't it? And the dark nights and spookiness.
Yeah. That's when is that not when we did the Randonautica? It was in October, was it?
I think so.
We did it during the day. I feel brave enough that we could do it at night time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What was your favourite episode from season one? Do you have one?
Yeah, when did we do the bestie quiz?
The bestie quiz was done in August.
Was it in season one?
Season one, I think it was.
Was it?
I don't know.
No. That was when we spoke about how we knew each other. So the best quiz was in season two. So in season one, my favourite one would probably be when we did the happy hour when they spoke about the tally.
Are you in your Korean TV?
I don't get Korean. Well, no, I still get Korean options, but I don't really particularly watch any more Korean.
No, you're over the Korean stage.
Yeah, now it's all detective or crime dramas from Nordic ones. The other one I watched.
They are pretty good.
Yeah, I watched an Icelandic one, Valhalla Murders. It was really good.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It is really good. It's an onion one.
Oh, okay.
When I speak about onions, it's layers.
Lots of layers to it.
Lots of layers. And do you know what? They actually made an effort to give the police officers a bit more of a backstory that was just like workaholic.
Oh,
there was a more of a backstory with different stuff. It was good.
Yeah. I think my one from season one would probably be, again, the absence episode. Is how we met.
Yeah, it was good because it was quite nostalgic.
Yeah.
And it was easy.
It was, yeah. It was just easy like to speak about. Yeah. And I think that was my favourite from season one. Definitely. And I think the other one probably would have been mental health.
Yeah, it was a good one to speak about. Yeah.
And so that was what? Season one, episode two, it was mental health, wasn't it? Yeah. And how our mental health was affected.
Yeah.
I found it quite difficult, though, to speak about. Because...
I remember you saying this at the time.
Because I'm not one, like, you're like my closest friend, and I will tell you anything, and I will speak about things in-house, but I don't go, like, telling people my problems or my information, you know, the less people know about me, the better. Not because I'm up to anything, it's just because it's none of your bloody business, but...
Yeah, it's best to be a mystery.
Yeah. Mysterious. You made me sound like I'm some sort of like.
You're an enigma.
Oh, right, okay.
Not to me, I walked down where I came out and bitches up to.
Oh, for goodness sake. But yeah, no, I did. I found it very hard because, like, I don't.
No.
Knowing that there could be, like, hundreds of folk listening.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm like totally putting myself out there because, like, I don't do social media. I'm not. I only do it for the podcast, and even that I'm not very good at.
Me neither.
Like, I don't go on social media and say, "Oh my God, I've had such a terrible day." If you do that, that's up to you. But I don't do that.
And no, then, I'm not big on putting.
And then
that
somebody will message and like, "Oh, I'll PM you, babes," and I'm like, oh, "It's too much for me."
Do you remember when there was always that one dramatic fucker that you had at, like, college or something that would be like. This, like, rant, and they'd be like, oh, who's this about? And it's like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. So what the fuck did you put up for him?
Aye, why did you give it to your, like, 350 followers that you barely can?
No.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, babes,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'll PM you.
And then folk are like, oh, it's definitely about me. And they're like, no, no, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's like, of course it's about them. It's going to only be about them. And it's like, it's not about you, but, like, if the boot fits. You're like, fuck off.
Oh,
I hated that. I just see it as attention seeking.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
Fuck off. I had Instagram. Because I remember this, like, I had Instagram and then I got rid of Instagram. And I don't know whether to take it back because a part of me missed it for a long time. It was almost like fucking cold turkey. And then I thought, that's actually a problem that I'm sitting there like, oh, I could just go back on it. And you're like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, you could do because I get half a confused on the Brew and Crispy one when it comes up and Chris is like saying, yeah, get the pans or something. And I'm like, what is he on about? And I look and I'm like, and I don't know that I'm on Brew and Crispies. I think I'm on my own one. I'm like, why is he sending me pictures of pans?
I'm like, I know, but to be fair, the only time you really go onto it is to see what reels you've sent me now. Like, you'll send me reels.
I figured out how to send reels. I was like, so I
just get forwarded all this reels.
I spam Matty with reels as well. Oh, is that how you send? I was like, oh, I'm going to send that.
Because it is funny.
Maybe I just get carried away.
But, like, I did have it, and most of it was for art stuff. Like, look, people, artists and stuff like that I found. And a part of me was like, oh, I miss it. But even then, I didn't particularly like have a big thing to do. If I posted pictures, mostly pictures of stuff that I took when I was out on my walk.
Mm.
So it wasn't really, there was barely any pictures of me up on there either.
No. I've got a couple of pictures of the kids, but mainly it's the cakes.
But that's all
cake
private.
Cake making.
It was all private for you.
Lonely oh, is people, it?
Yeah,
your account. Oh, I figured that bit out right then.
Yeah, your account's private. Mine wasn't. I used to, some of the DMs that I got was quite interesting.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, dirty hoes.
Yeah, there was one guy, right?
There's one guy.
He was like, have you considered having a sugar daddy? I'm willing to, like, I've got a budget in mind. My budget is like 3,500. And this guy was like, I went onto his page and he was like, proper probably sugar daddy material. I think he was like a QC, but like that version in America.
Oh, my.
This whole thing. And I was like, dude.
What did you need to do?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. I was just, Chris,
why
I was
not?
Like, Chris, what's this? And he was like, do we ask?
Yeah, like, I'm Chris. Like, if you need an extra dirty knickers, I'll give you my laundry. Like, I am all
I
over
think
that.
He wanted, well, I was like, do you think it's a feet person? But I don't know. I never got that far. There was like some people messaging, like one time that I like put up a picture of myself. There was like people messaging, they'd be like, oh, you're pretty. Are you married? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That would be it.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh my God.
And then nothing. There was even a guy that messaged Christopher. He had one picture up of me on his Instagram. And I had like, fuck knows what I was doing. I must have been having a breakdown. Because I'm known for having them. But like I had like a like mental red hair just up. And I had like these blue like glasses on, which are like freaking dope. You know, we're Deirdre Speckles.
Yes.
They were like this or massive, right? And then like one guy commented on the picture on Chris's page, commented the picture of me single.
No, what a cheat.
So geez, honest to God, they're rife on Instagram. You've got to watch.
The
amount of scams as well is really bad. Like guys going, I'm in the military and I'm stationed here. I need this details off of you because I won't be able to speak to you on Instagram a lot. And I don't care because the internet. And then they're like, what? And you give them their email. And you're like, well, what's the difference?
There was a thing about that. So I worked at a company. I'm not going to say it, right?
Was it the posh one?
No.
Was it the one at Dice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That is the posh one.
I wouldn't have called it posh. I thought you meant the finance place.
I wouldn't have called that posh.
Well, they thought they were posh. Okay. They bloody weren't, but never mind. So anyway, they didn't lose the envelopes for the Oscars or whatever it was, but the other company did. Anyway, was it the Oscar? I can't remember now. There was a
Golden
whole thing.
Golden Globes.
I don't care. Was it Golden Globes? And they got the envelopes mixed up.
Oh, no, that was the Oscars. Because that was that only that mistake. Huh?
I'll write it down.
Because only the mistake.
You can hear the pen go into paper. No, that's not how you spell it. It was them that hid the envelopes. And they got the envelopes wrong, didn't they?
Really?
Yeah. They put the loser for the winner. The winner for the loser.
Was that the La La Land thing?
I don't know. But so there was a big mess up anyway.
Yeah, because there was a mess up in, like on the Oscars and La La Land went up for Best Picture and then they got the right envelope and it showed that it wasn't them, it was somebody else and to get the other end. But only that's now only been overshadowed by Will Smith and his slapping a Chris Rock. So...
Oh,
nobody thought
about the podcast on that. We've got a lot to say on that situation.
Oh fucking hell! Right, anyway.
Aye, so
that's interesting though,
because we're speaking about social media and people contacting. So I happened to be at reception, and I'd let the receptionist out to go for a cigarette. Right. So the phone rings.
Sorry, envelopes. No, joke.
No, this was the other company I worked at. So I answers the phone, and there's this frantic woman on the end of the phone. So she says, "There's a man that's working for you just now out in Nigeria, and he said that She can't get hold of him. I was like, right, okay. I was like, when you say a man, I was like, your husband, your son, you know, I'm thinking, oh my God, there's a family emergency. We need to get hold of these people forever. And she's like, no, he's been speaking to me over the internet. And I was like, right. And she's like, we've been speaking over Facebook. And he said that you didn't have enough equipment and that you needed money, so that he needed 25,000.
No.
Whatever it was, dollars or whatever.
Okay.
And stupidly, she transferred the money.
Oh, no.
And so I'd asked for the guy's name. So I'd gone on to our internal search engine for members of staff.
Yeah.
So I goes on, looked up, couldn't find any variations of this name's nothing.
No.
So I goes on to Facebook, and rightly so, and he had the boiler suit of the company
on. Yeah.
On.
That means nothing really.
In the picture, and she's like, so I'm like, I don't know what to do at this point, because I was like, can I turn in and say that he doesn't work for the company, or
because you're not allowed to really say very much. Say
anything. Yeah, so no. I was like, So
I can not tell you that he doesn't work here and that you've been scammed. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
To be fair, she didn't really get a good reception for me. I was like, "Food, what are you thinking?"
Like, oh yeah, if she's coming to you for sympathy, I was
like, there was no sympathy. I'm like, "What? How did you believe this stuff? Did you even look the company up? They're a multi-million pound global company. Why would they need to borrow 25 grand off a woman for Suffolk?"
As a way to say, and the fact of the matter is as well, they've always got a kidnapping policy or a held hostage policy. Like, all these big companies do. Like, I mean, one of the companies that I worked for, they had an abduction policy because they had people that were in Angola and things like that. So they had an abduction policy.
So I was like, oh my gosh. So anyway, I contacted HR. I was like, you need to take this one. I was like, because I have no idea.
Sorry.
But I was like, people must just literally just start speaking randomly to people. I can't understand that. I can't understand somebody from Nigeria messaging me and starting to speak like, hi. And I'd be like, why? Because I'd be like, why? No. Like, instantly. Yeah. I'd be like, no. I don't think so. So we're off topic again.
Welcome to the podcast.
I know.
Goodness, that's mental though.
What
did she do with your family? Because I would have wanted. Did you have a follow up convo with HR? Because I would have I would have been like, what the fuck happened?
I didn't like the woman from HR, so I wasn't going to go in with my coffee and like speak to her and say what happened with that woman. So I don't know whatever happened. Well, I do know what happened, because she was an idiot and she gave a dude 25 grand, and he was on his toes.
25 grand for?
I don't know, savings or something.
Oh my god!
I hope she's gonna take out a loan, because that's even more stupid.
Oh my god!
Because I was just like, what?
Don't trust anyone from the internet.
But then I'm a very distrusting person, so
I find it difficult to trust people from the internet.
Yeah,
I genuinely find it difficult to trust many people. To be honest with you, yeah, I'm the same as you.
I don't know. I always like proceed with caution.
Yeah,
proceed with caution. Mm. So season 3.
Yes.
This is the one we didn't think was going to do well.
I didn't think it was going to do
It took off like I didn't even believe.
Yeah, no, I know. But it was a gradual burn. Well, it was quicker than season 2.
Oh, God, yeah.
But it was like, to begin with, I was like, oh. And then it was like, okay.
Yeah, and it just kept going. And I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
This is not what I was expecting.
No,
but it's a real pleasant surprise, actually.
Yeah. We gave ourselves... I think that this topic has been good because it's kind of like... I don't know. It's like an honest portrayal of things, and we're like representing women as well with different things, but also like giving men a voice for some areas that they wouldn't normally as well. Like the whole what did guys think about what happens when women come out of the maternity wards and stuff like that, and given a true portrayal of how things are.
Yeah.
Like that as well. But on the fact that it's given us some peace, because I love doing the crime stuff, but sometimes you would spend hours going through stuff to try and find a sliver of fucking information.
Yeah, but I don't think we would find that if we went further afield in the northeast of Scotland. I think If we went even like Glasgow.
Yeah, it was probably more.
Edinburgh, whatever, we probably would find more information.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's when we first started looking at this, and I said to you, do you know, actually, there is loads of murders and crimes out happened here, around here. Here. But trying to find information on them is, like, really difficult.
It's like hen's teeth.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
It's weird, no, is it? Information at all.
No. So, but because we were doing the book as well.
Yeah.
We
so,
needed a topic that we didn't need to plan too much.
Too much, yeah. We had to hear kind of idea of what we were going to speak about in the episode. But it minimal research because it's basically like our views of it.
Our experiences.
Yeah. Because obviously we had to, like, what we do is we record on a Monday and then we're off the next Monday.
That's right.
And we would have researched
for
the following
Monday. Yep.
So we don't have loads in the barrel in advance.
No, we literally sometimes record and upload.
Yeah.
That is literally like on the fly.
Yeah.
There is no like, oh, we have space for editing and in the back we've got some like absence ones.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
That's how we
like,
do
we're
it.
Like, that might sound like mental rookie to some people, but I think it's good because for us, because that's how like our conversations are. Yeah. Because ultimately what we're doing is we're recording us having a conversation, users just getting to listen in on it.
Yeah, basically.
And that's how our podcast was always going to be, just us yapping to each other.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel it works well. It's just us.
Better, yeah, because I don't think the banter would be the same. Like, sometimes if you listen to podcasts, and some podcasts have to be like that, has to be really planned and orchestrated, and this is who's saying what and that works for them.
Yeah.
But I think if we did it, we would miss something.
Yes. And I think
consistency of losing track, we would lose it.
It would be absolutely on track.
Absolutely. No funny sidelines, no.
No, we would never deviate.
No.
It would be horrendous.
What the hell is that? Oh, it's okay. It's an email.
I thought you were looking at something on my sofa. I was like, I cleaned this sofa. Don't you be looking for anything. I cleaned this.
How Mrs. Mitched it. Hitched it.
Hinched it.
Why she got fucking flowers in Tesco's?
I'm telling you. We need to do a podcast on this woman. We need to do a podcast on Mrs. Hinch. I wonder if America's got a version of Mrs. Hinch.
Is she not American?
No, she's from Essex or somewhere. I better actually look that up because I'm probably misinforming you actually. I bet you she's not from Essex. Where's Hinch? Mrs. Hinch. I'm on the
this
Google.
This is my Duolingo telling me I've got so many days. I'm going to lose my streak of however fucking many days, but I'm kind of...
Oh! Basildon, Essex.
I was
right. Am I right at that? I'm pleased.
A bit of all right, innit?
A bit of no right. But yeah. So, and I think we'd lose the whole rawness of it.
Yeah.
We came, we saw, we conquered, we move on.
Some of the ideas that you'll be sitting speaking, and we pre-speak, like pre-game some of them, right? And it's fine. And then, but we'll be speaking and it's like an idea will pop into your head. And it's like, if I pre-scripted this, then this little nugget of thing that I've come up with, I'll miss it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, no, I agree. I feel like I'm like...
Got a scratchy throat.
Oh, I know.
Poor bear. But I think that's why we find it quite hard with the book.
Yeah.
Because it has to be scripted.
Oh, I know.
See, I told you, let's just do a chapter and edit, man. You're like, oh, we'll just do... Because you were like, just see how we can then edit it. And I was like, fit. I was like, I hate editing.
I'm still not edited chapter 3 yet. I think now that I've got... We got the computer in, Thursday last week? Friday last week.
Mm.
It got set up and first thing I said to Christopher is, I need Word on it. He was like, okay, and I says, yeah, because, like, seriously, I need Word on it. But I think that what I'm going to do is just read chapter 3 and write a chapter 3, your bits in chapter 3. Come along for this discussion on what I'm going to do. unrelated, so, and then send it to you.
So as me and Jackie, we do everything like really weird to some people. So we've been writing this book. So what we do is we sit down. We haven't even got an ending yet. We haven't even got a bloody middle. We've got a start.
No, we do. We figured some of it out.
Some of it out, yeah. But that was only like recently. But it was
when your mum went, who did it? And we were like, we don't know.
And she's like, what do you mean you don't know? And I was like, oh,
like,
yeah. God.
Like, because she was a fucking knowledge of all books. Brenda, if you're listening, you don't know. Like, the knowledge of all books. Like, I'm okay, author. Where's your book?
Like, I can't unbuck doom with her. I'm like, bitch.
She would totally walk. I can imagine Brenda being YouTube. We're gonna go look for aliens.
Dinner encourage her.
Let's get her a webcam for Christmas. Let's get
Why would you do that?
Because it's funny.
Oh, for God's sake. Don't meet my mother. Oh my God. No.
Brenda's adventures. She'll be up with
like.
I think
one of her friends listens to this, by the way, so she will get grassed up either way. So.
She won't give me into trouble.
No, she wouldn't. She'll give me into trouble.
That's fine.
Yeah. So yeah. And now I'm lost again. See, this is what happens. What were we speaking of? The book. Like,
the book.
Yeah, the book. So what we do is, we have an idea of how a chapter is going to work. Jackie writes what? Her version. I write my version.
And then we come together.
And then we pull it apart.
And stick it together
again.
That would have been an amazing idea if we discussed before we started what tense we were writing in. When we're three like, chapters down.
We'd worked it out and then three chapters down. It's like you were writing in the third person and I was writing in the first person.
And we were like...
Oh. And that's fine. And it'll work.
Until you edit.
And then you're like, no!
So anyway, that's why I'm speaking about chapter 3, which I should have done ages ago. And then like people were very inconsiderate and had to pop their clogs on me, so I had to so I couldn't finish it.
Oh shit. Anyway, I need to start chapter 4 and I've not got round to that yet either.
What happens in chapter 4?
I can't remember. I need to speak to you about that because my notes. Why? I need to start writing notes how we did at uni. Can you know one page at a time instead of scribbling stuff everywhere?
I'm going to start recording our meetings. I might buy a dictaphone.
I've got a dictaphone. The one I used to use in uni.
Well, cut the fuck on, bitch. Why have you not got it on a table recording this? Because looking back, Chris was like, what are you supposed to do to edit this? I was like, she spoke about these things and I wrote them down. He's like, that makes no sense. I was like, I know.
Can I just add here that for Jackie's Christmas, I bought her two notebooks.
I haven't decided what I want to reuse the other notebook for, but I don't want to write book notes in it. Because it's pretty.
Mind you, that's why my owl one's still sitting out there, because I don't want to write on it.
Grab on then. It's too pretty.
It is pretty.
I was writing notes, I was learning Swedish. I've actually got quite good. That's what Duolingo's telling me. Because I just randomly picked a language. It is Germanic, but it's not German. But anyway,
I'm giving there a look, by the way.
Yeah, I got pretty good, but I'm on like day 87 or something.
And it's See, I was seeing Italian or not, but I gave up. I just got annoyed.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things as well. I don't have anybody Swedish to speak it to. They find a Swedish person and be like, listen.
We've got Swedes that listen to us. It's not how we call them.
Swedish people, yeah.
Swedes.
Yeah, they're Swiss.
It's too much.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, life. Yeah. How did we get on to life?
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
Do you know what it was? Because we were like, new year.
New life.
And that's where we started for labour. Pregnancy, labour and going on.
I loved being pregnant. I enjoyed speaking about pregnancy.
Yeah, it was quite good actually.
It was nice.
I did enjoy those. I've enjoyed everything we've done so far. Season 3. What would you say your favourite season is though?
I think season 3. Yeah. But I don't know whether it's because we've had a shot at it and we're like, it's under our belt and we know now what we're about.
Yeah.
We've like had a good go. So we're like, we're in the rhythm of it now.
Yeah. And we've got a mirror of a confidence, I think.
Uh-huh.
Going behind us now.
Yeah.
As well. I would say my favourite topic would be crime, because I don't care. Maybe I was really a criminal in a past life. I don't know.
I don't know. I liked when we did the ghost stories one. That would be my favourite one.
I think out of everything we've done,
that one was
my favourite was the ghost stories one.
Because it was interesting to hear the things that we spoke, like the experiences that we both had. So I liked it.
What was that one in? That was the Halloween special, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Season 2.
Halloween special.
That must have been season 2, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season 2 is long as fuck, I suppose, so it will be season 2.
I was like, what happened?
We just kept going.
And we probably could have kept going, but we're like, no, we need to stop and change.
We need to move on. I need to stop speaking about murder and just watch it in my spare time.
But yeah, I think that's my favourite one of all time.
Yeah, it was the Halloween one.
It was the Halloween special, definitely. Mm. I think my least favourite...
Oh, it was the passion one.
I would probably say we're not passionate about passion in season 2.
And the vaccine.
Yeah.
I hated talking about the vaccine because at the time it was super controversial as well. And people were out here losing their shit with the like pals that they'd for years over whether they were or weren't going to get the vaccine. And you're like, why is this even a thing? Like, if you don't want to get it, don't get it. If you want to get it, get it. Fuck gives a shit.
Yeah.
And I think that this is like where now as well I'm noticing, like, that seems to be the way that things are in this new society that's come. Mm-hmm. Well, not new society, not new, but it's almost like this extreme version of, if you don't go with the status quo, then you're going to be cancelled. Yeah. And I'm like, but that's not acceptable either. No. I have the right to an opinion. Mm-hmm. My opinion's not the same as yours. It doesn't mean to say we're not going to be friends. It's just that it's not the same. And yeah, okay, there's a difference seeing people being like, racist or homophobic or whatever, fair fucking dinkum to you. Like, I get it if you're not wanting to be friends with people like that, wholeheartedly understand. But for folk, it's like, I don't want to get the vaccine because of X. If I think you're stupid, like, oh, well, okay. That's in my business. Yeah. You want to be stupid, in my opinion. Yeah. That's in my fucking opinion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying. And I actually know people... who lost friends that they'd been friends with for nearly a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And the friendship was snubbed out like that.
Over a
vaccine. And I was like, oh!
And you think to yourself, like, what's it got to do with you? She's vaccinated or no?
Yeah.
What's it got to... Well, tomorrow Willow gets her vaccine for it.
Oh, does she?
She got a letter through. She's due her vaccine for it. So then this is like the whole debate again, do you not? And we were like, well, we're gonna put her forward for it because she'll get it done. But you're like, but again, that's another topic that folk would probably fall out over. And I just thought, when did this become a thing? Like,
I know, and because like as well, it's how it's moved on since we did that episode.
Oh yeah,
because since that episode, Caden has been allowed to have it, because they did 12 to 18
scenes, that's right.
Wasn't it? So Caden had his vaccine, but he didn't get it when he first got the letter because he was adamant he wasn't getting it. And then I was in a whole thing where I'm like, well, he's 14, you know, do I force him to have it done?
Yeah. How much of a choice am I
allowing him to make? And there was a whole thing going on. Anyway, he decided that he did want it. But when I went in to get his vaccine, I did a drop-in centre.
Okay.
Got eyes details up and everything because he was on the records because of the school. They were doing it at the school. So he got it done and the nurse turned around to me and says to me, it is likely he won't get his second jab. And I was like, say what now? Carly, can you please stop chewing your feet?
Yeah.
Pod dog's chewing her feet for some reason. I don't know why, because she's all clipped and stuff. So I was like, why? And she's like, well, they might be changing the whole rules behind it, because apparently in boys aged between the 12 bracket, and the 18 yeah. bracket across the world, we're suffering for, now I can't help pronounce it, is it marticitis? With swelling of the heart.
Oh, right, okay.
Or my, I can't remember.
Oh, myocarditis. Or something like that. Oh,
it begins with an M. But they said because there was like high levels of folk can get very ill for it,
yeah.
they were like, he might need to come up. And I've never had a letter for his second job.
Well, it's clearly he's not going back then.
So I'm like, well, does that mean he's not going back, or am I supposed to do something? And then I don't want to just rock up and give him it, and then he gets ill. It's just like, it's a hell. It's a hell thing.
Mm.
It's a hell. Hell thing.
Yeah. So yes. I didn't enjoy that.
No.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
So what's your favourite thing about podcasting?
Funnily, I think my favourite thing about podcasting is nothing really to do with the podcast itself. It's more the fact that we meet up every week.
Aww.
And that's a consistent thing.
You're such a beautiful person.
Thank you. Oh. But no, I do enjoy this setting and the fact yeah. that we speak about things. And it's like getting to know, like, because you can say that, like, as we did in the bestie quiz, you can yeah. know somebody but not know them wholeheartedly, but this is even speaking about things that you've experienced, but also your opinions on things and how we differ, because sometimes we're
very different, yeah.
So I don't know, and maybe it's good that we're maybe an example of how two people can be really close and friends even though your opinions do differ.
Yeah,
it is possible. Look at it.
Yeah,
look at it being possible. But like,
I'm having to try to scratch each other's eyeballs out.
Not since that night in Auburn Street. So it's fine.
You brought it up this time. I've never said it.
No, I know.
Put my pear knee. Squint to this day.
So yeah, I think, but that's my favourite bit, is coming on a Monday.
Yeah.
So it even got like, so like, because it got to the point that I come every Monday and I just like rock up and be like, hey!
Yeah.
And then like everybody be like, hello, it's Jackie. Like,
yeah, everyone knows. Everyone knows, and that door opens at like between 7:30 and 7:30.
Not eight. 7:30, 7:30. I used to be really good, but I've just gotten really shit recently.
It's funny.
That was funny today. I was like, what time are you going to be here? It's like 7:15. Fuck, it could be 7:30, but it won't be 8. It's like, right.
The only reason I ask is because I was going to clean the house before you got here, because my day went all to crap. So I was like, I haven't had time to do anything. So everything was still everywhere.
Oh, I'm not caring.
Again, you're not caring, but I like a nice clean environment for you to come in and park your booty in nice clear good, places for our brew.
The house. I don't know how good it is for you because it's still in your environment. But
I'm,
I get
I'm
out
never in.
Oh, that's true. You are never in.
I'm never in. You're so like, it's like,
boot.
I can. Not for long with this diesel prices, I can tell you.
Fit.
Terrific.
That's another podcast.
In fact, you know what, peeps? You'll hear this pen going new. Right, I've written that down. Petrol prices.
What is that about?
I don't know. Just don't. It's too much. I could cry over it. It's just too much.
Crippled. Every time I see that like little gauge go down, I'm like,
hi, at least when you actually put to like even 20 quid a diesel in yours, the thing bloody moves.
Yeah,
I might as well spit in mine if I put 20 quid in. I'm like, ugh.
It's like an asthmatic child trying to blow your hand.
At least it's not Elon Musk's wet dream now, anyway. Jesus Christ, he's going to charge a car, a diesel car, every night.
Is
it's
Elon
ridiculous.
Musk fought Putin yet?
I don't know, but do you know what? I'd actually do pay-per-view for that. I would put this one duly there because I think that would be hilarious.
See what he was like, I challenge you to come. I was like, what? Who let it fucking Musk out the box? Who let him out his office?
And he's right glecket as well, isn't he?
He's a fucking pleb.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't understand why people put him on so much of a pedestal. It's like, I'm sorry, but he's like, he didn't come up with the Tesla ideas. He just owns parts of the company.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't, he like piggybacks off of other people's really good ideas and gives them money, invests things.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Like,
he's a dragon's den.
Yeah, on
basically,
his own.
Basically, on his own.
Like, when he said about that poor guy that was helping that Thai kid, he was a pedo. I don't understand how he never got a defamation suit for that.
I don't know about that. It's probably better I don't know about that.
Oh, it was bad.
I'm so sure I get over his missus. Fuck all Cersel Grimes.
Is she like an artist or something? Because they're not together, but they've had another baby.
Yeah.
He's got like 8 kids or something.
Ah, again.
He needs to stop.
Some people just need to chop it off. But anyway, yes. Maybe he's got an electric one. You never can.
Satisfying.
Oh my god. So yeah, back to the podcast. So I feel that we've had a really amazing year.
We've had a journey. It's been amazing. It has been amazing, given that we just are just two quite sitting in a living room with a dog and a phone.
A dog and a phone. Just as you said a dog, she's like, oh, hello, I'm here. I'm here. Hey, pot dog. You're shaking your bum. You're going to smile. You're going to smile. Right, get down. No, don't jump on me, for Christ's sake. But yeah, I think the podcasting year has been amazing. And we've met some, well, I think we've met some, or not met, as in physically met.
Yeah, we've
met,
been in touch with some amazing people.
Amazing people. Dawn from Scottish Marriage Hours.
Oh,
she's like an absolute
so
gem.
Fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's still not done any stories on Instagram, though.
Yeah, she's not.
Clearly my tutorial was shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my love.
Oh, my goodness.
She was really fine. She was super fine.
And I've listened to some amazing podcasts as well.
Oh, that guy from the Zed Pods, he gave us that really good review.
IRN.
He was so lovely.
I know, he's amazing. And their podcast is amazing as well, Zed Pod 1.
It is episode, the third season's out.
Yes.
Already, but I'll say it out now, but it's been out.
Well, it was by the time this plays, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, but I put it on our Instagram at the time, so... He was like, oh, thank you very much. I'm like, it's okay.
I actually need to get caught up in a lot of my podcasts. I've just started listening to Crime and Cupcakes. I've just started listening. Well, when this comes out, I probably will have finished listening to it. But she is actually doing a podcast on a Married Hour from the 80s, and it was our friend.
Oh, okay, a shame.
And it was in the BTK killer.
Oh, yeah, BTK. Uh-huh.
They thought maybe it was him.
Oh.
But apparently it was more closer to home.
Oh.
But she's telling the story right from the beginning. From
okay.
her
perspective.
So yeah, I've just started like listening to that, which I will get finished by the time this comes out. So I've listened to some really good podcasts. The podcast community is ace.
The crime podcasting community is amazing. Like, they just was like, here's our arms, they're open to you. We were like, okay.
And
we're not abandoning them.
No, we're not. Homicide Worldwide.
Oh,
podcast, they are amazing. And when anyone comes up and asks for podcast recommendations on Twitter, like, they are straight there. We are always on their list. Always on their list, and they are an amazing podcast as well. Definitely worth a listen.
Cool.
It's funny because like you've got all these different platforms that you can listen to them on, and like I feel bad not listening to them on Good Pods because then people can't see that I'm listening to them on Good Pods.
Okay.
I'm not even entirely sure what I listen to them on, if I'm honest. I will just go and have a look
right now.
A
lot of people are listening to us on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a review.
I was going to say as well, like, we don't have massive amounts of reviews.
But they're all 5 stars, though, bitches.
I know.
But no,
like, 5 stars, absolutely amazing. But we really want the listener to start engaging with us. And I think this is my challenge for our next year of podcasting.
Yeah.
Is I want the listeners to start engaging with us because we've got listeners in America, Britain.
Yeah, don't be scared.
Germany, Bulgaria.
We're not like Gordon Ramsay. We won't shout at you.
Oh, God, no. You wouldn't get any
shouting at you. Unless you really like it. Then I'll easily shout at you if you want.
But you can find us on Twitter on pints_a.
Yeah.
I don't understand that, but never mind. But it is pints_a.
It is. Or on Instagram, you can find us at Brewing Crispies. Is it?
Yes. Yes, it is at Brewing Crispies.
Is it?
I don't know. We're busting out the Instagram. Brewing Crispies, aye? Look.
Yeah, Brewing Crispies.
Yeah.
Yep. You can find us on Every Crispy has like had a moment there. You can email us as well.
At brewandcrispies
@gmail.com. Yep.
So please DM us, tweet us, Insta us.
DM us.
PM, email.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, engage with us. Tell even us what you like.
Even if you hear something on one of our episodes and you're looking for a little extra help with things, a lot of mental health we speak about, postnatal depression we spoke about recently as well. If you're looking for like either just to rant about something, it'll remain anonymous and we won't speak about it. But if you're also looking for like information on something and you need in like, because sometimes you just randomly like might think, I just want to tell somebody and maybe they'll be able to help. On you go, and we'll try and like help out as much as we can.
Absolutely. We would absolutely help you out, no problem. And please don't email us and tell us you've murdered somebody, because I can't help you out with that.
No, I don't have a chest freezer anymore.
No. Well, I do, but it's full. So
plus we just might hate a dobby wind.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's her to no offense.
Pretty please. So, Fitch, they can't tell Nave D if you go in there on a Sunday.
I can. They must hear some amount
Save
of shit.
Save it for a Sunday, peeps. But yeah, absolutely. Get in touch with us. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like.
Like this.
Yeah.
Just off. Why the fuck took the name stick on topic? If you don't like that, we ain't for you, babe. I'm just sorry. I can't fix that.
I'm sorry. So yeah. Absolutely. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us what you want to hear us speaking about.
Yeah, if there's a topic you want to hear us talking about, just let us know. Because we're open to... We genuinely will speak about anything. If we don't know enough about it, we'll research it before we speak about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totes.
And we've spoken about various different episodes that we've done throughout the last year. Like, go back, listen to them if you haven't already listened to them.
Yeah, listen to the ones that we even didn't like and tell us...
Yeah, if you liked
if
you them. Think,
if it tell us if you agree, because, like, that one, that passion one, even when we were doing it, I was like, I hate this.
Yeah. Like, even researching it, I was like, I don't like this at all.
Didn't like it.
Nope.
Shit.
But anyway, guys, thank you for listening, as always.
Yeah, thank you for an amazing year.
Yes, absolutely amazing year.
And we will...
And we can do it without you guys.
No, for realsies. For realsies.
Okay then, let's go.
We'll see you again when we see you again. Or, yeah.
Well, it'll be a fortnight from wherever we'll release it, won't it?
Well, we'll release it when it's an anniversary, will we?
Yeah, so it'll be like round about, Anna.
As you can tell. As you can tell.
We're hitting the plan there.
As you can tell, this is pre-recorded.
Oh,
oh my god.
Right. Night, night, peeps.
Okay, peace out. Bye. Bye.